This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Doug and the boys.
If people didn't cheat, though, Fat Boy, we wouldn't have had War of the Roses for many years.
That's true. Wouldn't have had eaten, either.
Well, it's not cheating, some say. She's thinking about KOA. He's thinking about queso. You love that, don't you? Dude, I wrote down three. You want to hear the other
one? Yeah, you better do them all.
She prefers the Smoky Mountains, but he wants Smoky Grills.
Oh.
That one's not good.
I ate the first one.
I'm not going to do the last one.
Oh, you got to. Meatloaf said two out of three ain't bad. Then he said, let me sleep on it.
Baby.
She wants Myrtle Beach. He wants Myrtle Burritos.
Yeah.
Oh, that's, what is in that?
All right, like I started from worst to last.
A bullet in a seashell.
The first one then. She's thinking KOA. He's thinking queso.
Yeah, I like that one.
Okay. Because he bought an RV. Or they did. See, that's what we got to find out. Also, he's told Fat Boy off there to not say. Now, this is interesting. Don't say what industry or where he works. Because, you know, as he said, he bought this RV. She's thinking they're going to travel the United States of America.
Yeah.
In fact, he's gutting it to turn it into a taco truck because, quote, his tacos are the jam, and she's aware.
You got excited about that.
She's on hold, and there's going to be something about the RV, and what that is, she does not know yet. So let's bring him back. Oh, he's already on. Sorry, Stacy. Dana thinks this is a fun little travel machine, but you got something else in mind. You ready to do this?
Yeah, man. Let's get it going.
All right, Fat Boy, you lead me because you point to me right when you'll hit the button, and I'll say hey to. Hold on a minute. Let me write. You said he has the S and she has the D. Just the way that I remember.
Well,
I
don't let me know.
Well, he's Stacy and she's Dana.
Yeah. All right. So we gotta have our ducks in a row.
Okay.
All right.
Good morning, Dana. Welcome to the Rise Guys. How are you?
Morning. I'm good. You?
Good. So, you've been listening to some Craven Melon over and over again. We've been talking with Stacy here, and Stacy wants to tell you something. Are you okay, by the way? Are you good?
Yeah, I'm all right. Okay, I mean, okay.
I know. Okay, you sound nervous as balls. That was my chair. All right, go ahead.
I'm more excited because I hear something about an RV makeover, right?
Stacy, over to you.
Dana, baby. Look, you know, I know you've been excited about this RV, and you've been talking about all the trips that you want to take. But the truth is, I didn't really buy the RV so that we could just travel. I kind of bought the RV because I've been working on turning it into a taco truck.
She's gonna cuss.
A what? A taco? Are you kidding me right now? A taco truck?
No, I'm serious. I've already started on it. I pulled out the seats. I got the plans for the kitchen, and you know, it's something I've always wanted to do.
Stacey, you're pranking me right now. You don't know the first thing about a business. You can't run a damn food van.
Dana, this
you
is...
You got to have all kind of licenses and inspections and insurance, everything you definitely don't have.
That's true.
Yes, yeah, it's good points. Well, she's not holding back, is she?
She is not at all.
Listen, Dana, I know it sounds like a lot, but I've done my homework, and I think it really makes sense...
Stacey, the only homework you've ever done was copying off someone else's paper. You can't even make sandwiches without leaving crumbs everywhere, and you think you're going to run a restaurant?
God,
that's hard.
Just please don't cuss, because we want to get through. Please, this is going to be healing for both of you. He said tacos are his jam.
It's going to work. It's going to work.
No, eating tacos is your jam, not making them. You don't even know how to cook. What the hell are you talking about?
She's fired up right now.
Wow.
Are you fired up?
Of course I'm fired up. I thought we were going to travel, go places, make memories, and now I find out he's gutting this thing to sling tacos on the side of the road? Of course I'm pissed off.
You'll be out of festivals and stuff, probably.
You know. Baby, it's not. I'm not just going to be on the side of the road. It's a real, legit business. People make good money doing this, and you know, I've always wanted to be my own boss, and this is my chance.
Yeah, with our money. That was supposed to be for us, not for some half-baked taco dream.
Oh man. Wow. She's like,
you know what?
It's not a prank.
If you love that damn taco wagon so much, maybe you can move into it. I'm out of here.
Okay. Well, don't hang up. She did.
Yeah, she did. Wow. Dude, she's fiery. She hung up.
Man, I think she just needs to cool down, and then she'll come around. I mean, I thought people would appreciate my entrepreneurial spirit, and I'm just trying to make a buck out here and trying to do better for ourselves.
Yeah, but like, and the entrepreneurial spirit, first off, is tough to say. Entrepreneurial spirit is tough.
Yes.
But
I don't want to call her back, man. I feel like she's going to bite my head off.
Do you
hear how she sounded?
Do you want us to try?
I can try.
You want us to try to, Stacy with the S?
I might just have to talk to her when I get home.
Let him try and see if he can get her back on. Let me ask you in the meantime here, though. Like, you have to understand, and that's one thing I know you said was off limits. You don't want to talk about job wise and all this stuff. And where he's got her. The money, where it came from, you know, both of your money or whatever, but like, you kind of got your foot in the door by making her think at least you were going to travel around. I'm trying to listen to what Fat Boy's saying too. Hold on 1 second, Stacy with an S.
I mean, like, yeah, you knew about it already, but no, it's like, we didn't promise him anything. That was kind of more his decision.
Did she? Now, was it proposed to her, Stacy, that y'all some makeover thing? Because she's telling Fat Boy, it sounds like she was told that she was going to find out about a makeover.
I told her
bull crap, man. I mean, like, hold on. Like, for real, that's... Hold on 1 second. I ain't mad at you, Stacy. Hold on 1 second.
All right, he said talk to you later, okay? Yeah, okay.
Hold on. Okay, what's that about?
Hung up again.
Was
dude,
that right?
She is...
It sounded like...
She's legit pissed.
So she was under the guise that we were to come on and say that it was going to be like some makeover thing, like a reality show?
To the point, yeah, talking to us, like, you know, you promised me a makeover, and, like, I don't think she realized, like, that was more of a, kind of like a hook to get you to hold on.
Oh,
if the Craven Melon doesn't hook you, then that something's got to hook you to stay on.
Yeah, that's, I mean, like, you understand why, I got to tell you, you know,
God,
I've never met you,
Stacy,
but if you and I were married, I'd have heat with you right now, too.
I think it just made it worse for you, man. Well, the whole setup was, I felt like maybe we should have just called her. I don't know. Now you got, you know, you try to kill one bird with two stones, I guess, and now you got to deal with that later.
Well, yeah, but like the whole thing initially goes to their money. And again, you don't have to say yay or nay. I'm just prognosticating here, Stacy, is that you take money that, you know, both of yours, more one than the other, whatever, and with the promises of we're going to travel the world, but then your ulterior motive is you're going to quit work. Is she going to quit her work, or is on weekends she going to have to help you do yours? And I mean, like, you got to think about that. I mean,
yeah, did you lead her on at any yes. point, or was she just like, you know, just from the beginning, just this is my RV?
Well, I think we were kind of on the same page at the beginning. We were both pretty excited for the possibilities. And
is there no way, and I have no idea the square footage or whatever, and is there no way that you could use it for both? I mean, I don't know what the ethics, or not ethics, but the rules are of, like, living where you make the food truck. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if you can.
You think there would be like some kind of thing where you could live, or at least sleep? I don't know.
Plus, are you willing, Stacy, to, because it sounds like you might have to take on a partner, at least somebody with some food experience, to, like, are you willing to do that?
Fat boy's pulling out his checkbook. It's bouncing all over the room. Catch it, Paige. Catch it.
Here I go.
Who writes checks anymore?
No, but
you might have to have somebody that knows what they're doing to, like, help you out. She said you couldn't cook. That was kind of, that was biting.
Oh, that was the other thing. Yeah, a lot of people are quoting that on the text line. You know how to eat them doesn't mean you know how to cook them. I mean, that's true. I can't bartend worth a damn.
I can't either.
You can't?
But I can open a beer.
I can swig them down. I really can. All right. Stacy, I know that I'm going to ask you if you'll give us an update down the road, and we'll never hear from you again, will we?
Good luck.
Keep listening, though. Don't let it have a sore place in your heart for the show. It's just because it didn't work out there. I'm surprised you didn't cuss. Yeah,
maybe
she said piss and damn.
That's fine.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Fine. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
I drink Red Bull in here in the morning. I don't drink coffee. Paige, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking.
What do you have today?
Hawaiian Punch.
What?
Those little packets. Hawaiian Punch.
Oh, okay.
Fruit
flavored water. It's a luau.
Oh, it's going to be like a Tahitian
How big
treat.
Is your cup? How big is your cup?
How big is your cup?
It's over there.
Not your bra size. I meant like your cup, your drinking cup.
But if you want to answer that too, then that's
either cool. One you want to answer.
I don't know how big it is.
Yeah. You're looking for your cup, aren't you?
Yeah. What'd you do with it?
Set it over there. You're just playing a little fun.
Okay. Yeah.
You know why?
You might not need
why?
It.
Why?
Because I need you to close your eyes right now.
Please.
Okay.
I have a gift.
Oh, no.
Hey, is it going to be a stinky gift?
You want to video this, fat boy?
Yeah,
no,
hang on
a second. No.
Let me get going here. All right. New update. I got to figure out how to work it.
You know, we were making fun of Paige's Stanley mug because it's like 4 feet tall.
Yeah.
So we got you something new.
I know.
Look at this mug.
Yeah, boys.
Check it out.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Yeah.
How's that?
Look at this sucker.
What the hell?
Whoa, I didn't want to grab it there. Here you go.
Thank you.
It's a water bottle that looks like one would take to a bachelorette party.
It's got curves.
It looks like a mushroom with not a big mushroom cap.
I feel like she would enjoy it. Look at the way she's grabbing it.
She's holding it by, would that be like the, what is this? Is this the shaft of this can here? Is that what that would be? What do you call it? The sides? She's grabbing the sides of it.
You want me to hold it like that?
Isn't that wonderful?
That's very nice.
Oh, and I got to take a picture of it because you want
It's called a chug.
Wow. I don't do a live picture. Your stupid ass iPhone update. I don't want a live picture.
Yeah, but those are good sometimes when it's little kids. I mean, like, you know, your grandkids.
So nice.
Not like that, weirdo. Don't set it near me now.
Can you hold it up again?
Can I?
Yeah, because I got to take a picture.
Dude, that right there, honestly, is better than the award. It's got more detail than our award.
What if that was the award? We should have like a lot of them by now.
It's awesome.
We should have.
I know where this came from.
Yes, you do.
I do. Thank you, Melissa. I'll put this in my collection.
Wow.
She wants you to use it as a drink.
Oh, she does. Okay. I'll fill it with water.
Like you don't have one already in the collection.
Mm. Thank you. Pleasantly surprised.
That right there is ridiculous, though, isn't it?
No.
Like that's is that not intimidating?
No.
Are you being serious right now?
Well, I mean,
told you she'd love it.
If I met somebody who was actually
well, that's yes. Well, first of all, if their urethra was that big, they'd have some major issues. They could be working for a pressure washing department.
I would say,
God bless.
Why do you have a scroll in your gimmick?
No, I'm kidding. Like, what are you going to the health department? They're doing Q-tip tests on you.
Plus that. let me see it. That flavor, not flavor. Oh, that color is.
I want to get video of this. God bless. That's ridiculous.
Look, you could drink it sideways if you wanted to.
Oh Lord, that makes you look like a unicorn. Oh, you scared me in 3D.
It's the best.
Like, what? Where would you take this?
Well, there's two places.
What if you're going on a field trip and like this is all you got?
Here, oh yeah, you're. Right. Honey, did you take Mama's bottle today instead? Yeah, Mom. There's Hawaiian Punch in it. Mom,
I want to see how much it'll hold.
Imagine if I took that to my other job and drank it.
Let me tell you something. So I go
awesome.
By.
Like, get this out of the roadhouse right now.
A good by.
Leave
She's
it on
working
the
security. I go by Adam and Eve on.
That's the best part.
Friday. Yeah, that's a nice.
It
nice
is.
Surgery.
You know, that's something that's not like.
So don't pretty. Know what you call that. But.
Life teaches you that. It's not anything like you and your boys sit around and talk about. Like, you know what? When she does this, I like it. But you just know over time, and women also learn it, and it's like an unspoken thing. About right there. Show her.
Oh, that part?
Yeah.
Oh, right, yeah, there. I know that part.
Right there.
Yeah. Oh, you like that part as well?
I do.
Oh, man. Like,
you get
this
results
right here?
From that part.
Look. Oh, my God.
I don't know what you call that part.
You just, it happens quicker and then
the
you get to the real part.
I think it's the nape.
The nape.
Sounds worse.
It's just the nape.
Like, yeah. Use that for real. Like, drink out of it.
You want me to drink out of it?
Like, you don't have to now, but like at some point.
I'll bring it tomorrow. I want to wash it first.
Well, you should always wash it.
You ruin the bit. No, I'm kidding. There's nothing in it. I swear. I would not do that to
you. People have handled it in the store.
Well, so I go by to, I took her some balsamic butter to Adam and Eve. And I went by and she said, I got something for Paige. And I was like, oh. I don't know if she wants me to know about it. Something she pressed for a special order or whatever.
She's got a chair with a hole in it.
One of them dragon ding-a-lings or whatever they sell there. And, or a queening chair. And no.
That's
and
what he wanted.
So she gives me this thing. What would you say? I mean, it's going off the headlines earlier. It's about like a Travis Kelce, it looks like.
Yeah.
I guess it's...
except...
It's 8.5.
Around, maybe.
No, it's still about... Yeah, so it's about, yeah, about 8.5 tall and then probably like 3 wide. And Melissa says, do you need a bag? And I'm like, no, I don't need your bag. She was doing me a favor, though. I walk out of Adam and Eve like, holding that thing like it's a football, and I'm running down the field with like, it like in my arm, like this, like I'm carrying a football. And the dude was sitting there cleaning the windows.
Is that Matt, man?
And he just kind of looks at me like, and almost with his eyes saying, no judgment, dude. No judgment. And I'm cradling that thing, just walking through a shopping center holding a big old ding-a-ling.
I swore I saw man holding a goober cup.
Oh, I swear it was him.
He's got a goober cup.
That was like
and
yesterday.
It's one of my favorite colors, too.
At Comic-Con.
Love it.
Jesus. One of your favorite colors.
I do like pink.
I guess what the other color would be.
You know, isn't it strange? If it went by the fashion rules, those would be blue.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, girls wear pink. Guys wear blue.
I like it.
Now, here's the...
This is a gender reveal part.
Here's where we're going to get into a situation. How long is that going to sit in here left where somebody can find it?
Oh, they would steal it.
They don't need to see it.
Or are you going to come in here and it's going to be broken half? I'm sorry.
It's going to be flat.
The top part's going to be ripped off.
Somebody sat on it.
God. That poses a question. If you got really lonely...
Would you...
No. This?
Yeah, that.
Oh, gosh. I ended up in the hospital.
I was going to say, you'd have to.
Be a challenge.
It would be.
You just did the ooh, like the shiver ooh.
But a good one, like.
Yeah, like you're ooh. Curious.
No.
You could probably do some of this stuff with it, you know, up here.
This? Oh, yeah.
What if that's the only way the drink comes out? That's the only way it's going to come out of the straw.
What, she has to TF the cup?
Yeah.
The best, damn. And now it's time for the best, damn audio.
Thank you. I literally.
Thank you.
One of my favorite parts of my job is putting this together.
Yeah, the other part is charity work.
I enjoy adopting highways, and I will actually leave them to my grandsons. I've actually got an orphan highway as well that I'm working to place with.
That's
a foster
so nice of you.
Highway.
Oh, no.
Well, it started out as a frontage road, so it's like, you ain't really a road. You're only there because they built a building down there on the side of the road. So you're like a dead end. I mean, your life's going nowhere.
I like to donate to charity. You know, one time I donated a piece of furniture that fell apart.
You were so mighty noble.
What a bastard.
It
I just
apart.
Left it there.
You do.
Before you donated?
See, you put up these walls, these privacy barriers of your life. I say way too much, and then even off the air, it gets on the air. I'll tell that story one day. It's been long enough that I don't think they can legally do anything to me. Best damn audio, though.
Yeah, I'll... dang it. I'll kick it off.
Kick it off now.
By all means.
Now, if you remember, a little time ago, I found a little treasure trove.
It's a drink.
I found some HR training videos.
Oh, Lord.
And I'm almost worked through them. It's a big box, and you know, one by one going through. And I will say, this one's probably the most biting of all of them.
Oh my God!
And it is the shortest, but look, I think if it's taught us anything, it doesn't have to be in the workplace to be considered harassment.
No, you could be on your lunch hour, you know,
exactly,
an after work networking party. You know,
you could be put in a difficult position if you're out somewhere enjoying your day, and you see your boss who happens to come up to you, and this right here happens.
Hey, how's it going? Good, and you? Wanna f***? Got a place? Do I have a place?
Stop tape for discussion.
The song that's playing, which I guarantee was unlicensed, is Highway to the Danger Zone. So is he saying that he, in fact, has HIV?
I don't know, but...
That's the highway to his danger zone. He's not Hershey.
He's a skinny, bald guy. Reminds us of somebody.
I was going to say that he looked like a former American that I know.
Do not let your boss talk to you that way. Or out of the workplace.
You hear something, say something. And that was outside. They were like at a farm, it looked like. It wasn't mine.
Oh, Lord.
Hang on now.
That was Old Maid McDonald's.
None of that going kind of got hot in here.
Oh, boy. Wow.
Okay, so here we go with this. Life throws you some curveballs sometimes. Here is a girl in her 20s finding out that her and her two sisters, who look to be around the same age, are going to be having another sister. Yes, their mother is pregnant at 44. And at first, they think that mom says it's going to be a girl. But listen to the panic when they find out she's having a little boy.
Are you pregnant? Are you pregnant? Mom, are you pregnant?
Oh, my God.
She already has three adult children.
What the f***?
It's a girl, Kara, it's a girl.
Jesus.
They hold up the ultrasound and prove it's a boy, and then they just lose it. They go from being so happy to then screaming like they're terrified.
Like, no, we don't want a brother. Come on. You better get some tests.
I think it's also, I'm sitting here thinking, like, at that age, like, if my parents, the first thing and is like, yo, I've still been having sex this whole time. That's crazy. Like, I never heard it. I never did.
Do you think that was a natural, like, look, we could be coming, like, to the age to where those are, like, natural occurrences now. Pregnancies at mid-40s, and some lady I read, I think, was 60 when she got pregnant.
Oh, God.
Was the last one that I saw.
As long as one of them is, one of the parents is, you know, a little younger. I just, you know. You want to be able to look them in the eye and say, I will be there when you graduate.
Like, is it De Niro's youngest kid, 1 or 2 years
Pacino's
old?
Pacino's got one that's not even a year old, correct?
I think so,
Alba?
Maybe.
God, Lord.
Hoorah!
You want to be able to pick them up and carry them.
I got two grandkids, ain't even 50.
Come here, little baby.
I like it, though, because, you know, like, if you imagine, like, his grandkids, he's going to be like 120. He ain't going to be able to get on the floor and play with them.
No. Mm-hmm. He's already going to be on the floor.
He's going to
get
in
that
ambience.
All
right, thank you. I love the news. I really, really do. Now, I have to explain this because it is on video, and you're going to hear the audio. What happens sometimes, and it's something we've talked about here but from time to time, and we stereotype people. So you have this woman who is white, and I'm telling you that because you can't see. She's a meteorologist. She's getting ready to throw it to a newer anchor who is black. Okay, and the reason I'm telling you this is because a lot of times white people will try to accustomize themselves to other cultures, and it just comes off sounding completely ridiculous. There's a song, I don't know if you've ever heard, by Skrilla. It's called Doot Doot That 6-7. It's very popular.
It's a classic.
She mentions that and then throws it to him live, and you can clearly hear this young man does not have a clue what the hell she's talking about.
All those temperatures made me think of 6'7".
It sounds like a pretty dope performance. Yeah.
Thank you for joining us on this brand new.
You don't know how to.
That dope. You know what I mean?
Should I acknowledge this?
That's 6'7". All right, that one fell flat. I get it.
He's not good at working in the natural flow.
That one fell flat. I have to remember that people can't see it. And then the fact that I have to say, oh, yeah, they got. It's like when my mom would always tell me, so it's like, why do you need to tell me all those different descriptions and stuff?
Dude, this gets so hard for me because I get so stringent on what makes the cut.
This blonde-headed woman walked in. Why did you need to tell me she was blonde? She was driving a green car.
Blonde-headed.
She, you know, it wasn't like racism or anything like that. It was just her telling the story with colors and adjectives and such.
6'7"?
All right. God, now you make me worried. I know this one's good. Things that we take for granted in America. Something that... You mentioned his name earlier, oddly enough. You mentioned Colonel Sanders. And there's a certain part of Jamaica that did not have Kentucky Fried Chicken, and now they do. And they spoke with this woman. I cannot pronounce her name, and I'm not going to try to. You will hear the sheer excitement in her voice that KFC has finally made it to her neighborhood, Mon.
People like Dawn say, come what may, dusk or dawn, she's not leaving without chicken.
Yeah, me want my chicken. Me want it nice, spicy. You say the barbecue, you say the original, I'll be a summer.
So you say this, the long line not deter you from going in?
No, you're mad, me have to go in there. I'm afraid I'm going to go in there too.
No teeth, no problem.
You're having a denture, you can't eat the chicken same way. You understand? All a woman there, she just took out her teeth and her KFC she a weird one. You understand? Got it full of spice.
He said no teeth, no problem.
It shows her taking her teeth out to eat a chicken leg. I love that, and it's not a demeaning. I love that accent where she's like, it's the chicken. It's spicy. Nice.
She got a little Chewbacca in her for a little.
Well, some guy says something to her about, you know, in his native tongue, like, yeah, this chicken's great. And she starts talking to him, man, my own thing.
Yeah, he was like, the way he reported it, like, I didn't know Jamaica had local news.
They got KFC.
I thought they had to pipe it in.
Yeah, they really do.
It's odd would you go around other countries, like on the Google Maps and see what they got as far as our food.
I used to enjoy doing that on Snapchat. That was really... Also, I feel like any woman should not have that map on. Snapchat map? Snap map. Whatever the heck it's called.
Snapchat map?
Snapchat. All right, I have not done well today. I've seen Paige even twinkle in her eye or anything.
She's enthralled in technology currently.
Are you going to pay for it or not?
I've got a rap song that I had to split up into two. I'm going to give you the first part right now. And it was, I think I love it. It might be my new favorite artist. So here's part one of a song called I Hope by an artist named, let me open the internet here, Jay Lewis, featuring Gorilla Mode Dez.
No.
Yeah, all Gorilla Mode Dez is back. And here's part one of I Hope. Listen to that beat.
I hope you order Dr. Pepper and they give your ass coke. Bitch, I hope you eat two Popeyes biscuits and you choke. I hope one day you just get stranded in the jungle and get by an ape. I hope you trying to rap a prison and you can't find a tape. I hope you go get through new J's and they turn out to be fake. I hope you win the trip to Africa and choke on the grape. Hope you decide to take a run and go get bit by a snake. I hope your nana cooks spaghetti and they run out of plates. I hope your boyfriend your mama and record it. I hope your little brother found washing powder and he snorted it. I hope your motor blow out. I hope you catch a blowout. I hope your uncle loses his wallet every time he go out. I hope you break your neck, bitch. I hope you break your spinal cord. Hope your little sister fall off a bike and break her handlebars. I hope you cut your hand on some glass. I hope a homeless person beat you up and spit on your ass. I hope you go enroll in college and don't pass your little class. I hope you fall in some gas. I hope your kids get a stepdad and he beat on their ass. I hope you fall in some stairs and f*** your knee up. I hope you get in the fight at Walmart and get beat up. I hope the wind blow your f***ing weave off.
Dude, that's part one. How about where he says, I hope you fail your little class.
I hope you fall down into some gas.
Well, the homeless guy spit on you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Glass. Peckerwood.
Not the driver.
Can I call him a white woman a pecker? Which I found out what that means, by the way.
What does it mean?
So somebody said it's a
woodpecker.
Well, no, not woodpecker. Peckerwood.
Peckerwood.
You're being a peckerwood right now.
It's like the ultimate slur to call a white person.
Yeah.
I've never heard that said.
Well, you never hang around minorities.
I've heard older crowds say it.
Come on.
Okay.
Like old crowds and old shows, you hear it a lot. It means a poor white person, somebody told me.
So I literally, when you put in, I didn't even ask what it meant. I just put in the word peckerwood. A white person, especially a poor one.
I want to ask my...
Derogatory, informal.
I kind of like it. I want to use it. I want to ask my friends of color if they've used it as well.
Well,
if you're my black friend, and I have a lot of them,
Rico,
feel free to call me a peckerwood. Like, I don't care.
I can understand the pecker, but the wood part kind of confuses me.
I don't know how they fit together.
Right.
I don't understand the first part, but I mean, don't allude. I mean, when I hear that, I think of
Like, I don't know how that would like fit the. Well, that's what Paige was thinking. Like, that's where her mind goes first.
Dirty thinking.
No, I was thinking like a bird.
When you mentioned Jose Canseco, you should have seen what she mouthed
to
me.
How fast she Googled.
And if she wears that shirt to meet Jose, is she going to be in front of the line.
Whoa, lay bon.
What are you talking about?
Were you in the Army, Major Cleavage? Holy bon.
Oh, half the Bash Brothers is going to work you right up front. Plus, you already got the conversation, you know.
The first
you were in Oakland when he was. Yeah.
The first use of the slur Peckerwood was in a 1835 Alabama newspaper. And it was a story I'm just going to tell you what it says.
Okay.
It was a story contrasting a white bird with a black bird. And the white bird was a peckerwood bird. And then that became folklore. Thus...
It is about a bird.
So is that,
but is it fair that those white guys are the black crows? I ask you.
Oh, they're fantastic.
Well, that's got a better ring than the peckerwoods, right?
Yeah. And also, I want to say that's a, isn't that a, and I don't know what to call them anymore, a society of folks who like to ride motorcycles?
That's, you know, I've seen that too.
Yes, it is. I just found that up. Looked that up too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the other place I've seen it.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, that's okay. Yeah, maybe we don't even say it in regards to anything anymore. Mm-hmm.
That's a real bird now.
Yeah. Well, I know, but it's also like some people use it in gang terminology, and I didn't want people to think that we were. No. Just looking up the origins of.
We're not using it like that, but I'm still going to keep using it because I like it.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's only fair.
Well, here's another good example. And I can hear a certain member of my family asking this question. You're already guessing. I know which one of the two it was. They would say, gosh, I don't know if I can say this or not. I mean, it is what it is.
I need to hit the thing real quick.
No. I mean, if you want to. See, it kind of makes sense. So the question is, could a black person be white trash? And it is kind of interesting. You never hear about black trash now, do you?
I've never heard it. Yeah. So is that reciprocal? Do they go back and forth?
I think it's inner racism. It's something a white person would say about another white person.
Trash. You're white trash.
Because, all right, look. Here's a perfect example.
Yeah.
Of one I feel like was just retaliatory just because it could be.
Home slice?
No.
I always thought that was for divorced kids.
We obviously know the bad word that you don't say, the very famous bad word. Well, how about the derivative somebody made off of that one for white people,
which
I hear a lot and doesn't sound right either.
No.
So it's like, you know, is it a tit for tat thing with all these? Do you think of one and you have to immediately come up with another?
I mean, that's I guess it's parody or whatever, you know?
It never made sense, that one in particular. Like, that's worse.
And how they catch on, you know? Like,
yeah.
Like, the origins. Like, there was a newspaper, and one newspaper in Alabama, and then that's how it, like, it turned into folklore. Peckerwoods. That's wild.
I always laughed when I heard it. Like, I snickered. Call me chocolate and full of nuts, because yeah,
you know, that would be another thing to do. And am I being sarcastic right now? Slightly, but like, I'd like to sit down with a group of folks and maybe help come up with slurs, meaning toward white people. I mean, I'm serious. I mean, I'm not looking to instigate. You know, it's all tongue in cheek. You know, fun. Trying to make light of. I'm not trying to make light of it, but it's just, you know, the interlying stuff you wonder about. It's like, God, there's always that inner hate, you know, like right now the LGBTQ plus community, they're infighting over certain stuff. You've got folks who are American, but their ancestry is Latino, but then they're now looked at as, oh, are you illegal? And then they're also in turn mad at the illegals because it's causing heat for them. It's like when somebody would go and, you know, commit crime, and then suddenly the retail people would start looking at folks that might be wearing the same gang colors or whatever and start to run a stereotype based off of, well, we're trying to finger the guy. You know, not like that, Paige. Don't get excited. I mean, out of a lineup.
Listening to what you're saying.
You know, back in the day when you fought somebody, it was no weapons. You fought and it was it. You shook hands.
Fisticuffs.
Yeah.
Well, the law won.
You either shook hands or you agreed to, you know, like it was done. What if we just all had a list of words we just said to each other when you got mad? Rifle through the list. That's it. It's settled. Beef is solved.
It's going to be certain words and it's going to trigger more, obviously.
Yeah.
Depending on who you are.
Yeah, because when you're real mad, I mean, like that shaky mad where you're like, God, I'm mad right now. You don't cuss right. You cuss like a moron. I mean, I do. Like, I, you stupid effing. I mean, it doesn't make sense.
Horse blinky.
C word would be the worst.
Yeah, can't's the real C word.
Mm-hmm.
It, I mean, it really is.
It is the worst that you can call anybody, I think.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,